Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Orioles win last night 6-0. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Tonight pregame coverage at 5:30. Bob Haney and Jim Hunter live from Pickles. And let's talk Rangers now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Evan Grant covers the Rangers for the Dallas Morning News, and he joins us now. And Evan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We sit here in Baltimore where the Orioles are a disappointment. Most people we talked to preseason thought the Rangers were going to be good. They're sitting 3 games under .500 at the moment. What's wrong with the Rangers?
They don't hit. The offense has been an enormous disappointment. This team was built for runs. The intention was that this team was going to be a top 10 offense, and it has hovered around the bottom of the league all year. And I think you saw last night that when this team gets down, it also doesn't show a real ability to bounce back. When Patrick Corbin gave up a 3-run homer, it was a 4-run lead for the Orioles. That would have amounted to the Rangers' biggest comeback of the year if they had gotten back into that game. So the offense hasn't hit. The pitching staff has been very good despite some injuries. The bullpen has been probably better than expected. But until this team hits, it's not going to go anywhere. And quite frankly, guys, you know, I think Rangers are starting to run out of time if they're going to make a decision on which direction the season's going to go.
That's where I was going to go. We're almost halfway through the season at this point. Is this just who this Rangers team is in terms of the offense? Have you seen any signs of life or signs of a turnaround?
I mean, there have been some individual guys who have gotten hot for a while, but I've not seen anything that represents a significant offensive uptick. And look, when this team scores 4 runs, just 4 runs, they are 27-4. They have, wow, the best record in baseball when they score 4 or more runs, and they just haven't been able to do it. So to your point, no, I have not seen any signs. And we are at game 80 tonight for the Rangers, so basically at the halfway point. And listen, to believe otherwise, I think it's important for the front office to believe in a team, but I also think that at some point in time, the data starts to stack up to where you say, is this team who this team is performing to be?
So what surprises you more from, obviously there's been a significant downturn from them wiping up the Orioles and winning a World Series. Like, is it that the Youngs and the Carters and the Langfords haven't either been able to stay healthy or have long enough sample size of kind of fulfilling the promise they showed? Or is it the Seegers and the Simeons and the established bats haven't done it either? Does one shock you more than the other?
I think it's a little bit of all of it. You know, I did some research this morning and I looked back at the Rangers offense in 23 and where they are since then. And literally, of the 7 guys who had at least 200 at-bats in 23 and are still playing for this team in 25, all of them, with the exception of Josh Smith, have really significant downturns in their OPS. So it has been across the board. And one thing Bruce Bochy says, and look, this guy, having won 4 World Series, knows a little bit about that, the subject, is that to win a World Series, you have to have 1 or 2 guys be surprises, and the rest of your guys perform at about their average. And the question that is starting to form in my mind is, did the Rangers have that weird year where everybody performed above their career norms, and that the regression from that has been so significant that it looks like, yeah, those were career years. It wasn't the start of some kind of era for these players. It was their career.
We're talking with Evan Grant. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Evan, I'm curious to get your perspective of what you saw from Trevor Rogers last night, because he was decent in Boston his first start of the year, but then bad in Tampa. He was terrible a year ago, was not pitching great in AAA. How much of this was Rogers, and how much was it the approach of the Rangers hitters who seemed to be up there hacking?
Well, they were. And look, Trevor threw a lot of strikes, and even in the seventh and eighth inning, you know, when I thought the Rangers should have tried to work a little bit more on counts and things like that, because Rogers was getting into uncharted territory, they were still hacking early. But I went back and I looked at all those pitches. They were strikes, you know, and by the sixth and seventh inning, you've determined who you're going to be that night. So a lot of hats off to Trevor Rogers for that. But, yeah, I mean, he exploited this team's aggressiveness. And I think the other thing that you have to factor in is, while Trevor's got, you know, they're very small splits this year, but while he's got nice splits against left-handed hitters, the Rangers sat their best player, Corey Seager, who has, you know, kind of had to be maintained since he's gone through a couple of hamstring injuries, and their hottest player, Josh Smith, who was also a left-handed hitter last night. So the offense was going into it without its best players either.
Well, you mentioned, Evan, the pitching has been really good for Texas, and Patrick Corbin did not have a great night by any means last night, but you still look at his season numbers, and they're still a heck of a lot better than they have been over the past handful of years or so. What's led to this little bit of resurgent type of year?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
For Corbin?
Well, I think you can't. I hate to quote the cliche, but I don't think you can overlook the idea of the change of scenery factor. I do think that the mental wear and tear when you perform poorly in the same place over and over again and reaction starts to get more and more negative. You know, if you get a new start somewhere, you kind of wipe the slate clean. I think also the Rangers identified some things when they had a real desperate need for a starter come up late in spring training and they looked into Corbin, they saw some things that indicated maybe his performance was going to take a turn for the positive, particularly I think the use of his cutter and how effective he had been with that. And so they basically bet on that. And really, guys, they weren't expecting this kind of performance out of Patrick Corbin either. They knew what they were signing. They knew what the numbers were. They also knew that they were in a real pinch pitching-wise, and they needed a guy who could go out and, even if it was a bad night, he could stay out there and take a licking for at least five innings so that they wouldn't burn through their bullpen. And Patrick has done that, and he's pitched better than his record and numbers actually indicate.
So, big picture, I mean, we saw these two franchises not long ago meeting in the playoffs. Like, you obviously were paying attention to the Orioles there. I guess there's a cautionary tale that even, you know, great prospects who get off to hot starts doesn't mean that there won't be total variance. But, like, are you more surprised by the Orioles or the Rangers? And just your thoughts on both at this point?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. But what I did think during the 2023 division series was that this Baltimore team had so many young prospects and the farm system seemed to be churning guys out that I thought it was going to be the start of a real era of a real rebirth for the Oriole organization. I'm really surprised at the downturn that this team has had. But at the same token, you know, I didn't expect the Rangers to have a losing record last year.
Right.
And they had addressed the one flaw that they had in the 2023 team, which was they tightened up their bullpen. They had great bullpen work last year, and they still finished six games below 500. So I guess the answer is that both of these teams have been in different ways a disappointment. I guess from my perspective, if I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Rutschman, who I know is hurt, and Henderson, and I'm not going to go through a bunch of Westberg
right.
and a bunch of other names, I still see that there's a significant number of really young players here with upside. And so I think that's positive. On the Rangers side, I do see some young players like Langford, Carter, if he stays healthy. Josh Smith has really played well over the last 2 years. And they've broken two pitchers in the starting rotation in Rocker and Leiter that also could be, you know, at the foundation of another rebirth. But I'm not sure. I think the big question for the Rangers going forward for the next 30 days is, has the veteran portion of this team, as constructed, has it run its course?
Evan Grant covers the Rangers for the Dallas Morning News. Evan, great stuff, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, guys, no problem. Take care.
Thank you. Coming up next, we'll get the Orioles' perspective. Mike Bordick, he's on the floor here in studio. He joins us next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.